I think a lot of it has to start locally. And I think Americans face this terrible conundrum of pitting issues against issues rather than understanding issues comprehensively. For all of his credit, Obama created an incredible initiative to pass health care, and the country was exhausted from it by the time it was done, and now it's getting unwound. We're going through the convulsions of how historic pensions are sapping wealth or sapping funding. Problem is that until Americans see infrastructure as an economic driver to help solve those other economic problems, transportation and infrastructure gets pushed down. People think about, you know, their health care, their education for their children, their long-term retirement and pensions. And by the time you hit infrastructure, everybody's exhausted and they think it's this separate standalone problem that, well, if we had the money, we'd really be able to take care of it. Well, the point is those other four that are on top of it all rely on that infrastructure functioning smoothly and far smoother than it is. I think Americans are beginning to see it, but that's the only way out of this, because if you ask people to choose between sitting in congestion or knowing that they have health care, they'll pick health care. But health care is not independent of solving the congestion problem.